case 20, Langya's meaning of the coming from the west. The pointer piled in mountains, heaped in ranges up against walls, pressed against barriers. If you linger and thought holding back your potential, you will be bitterly cracked, or else a man may appear and overturn the great ocean, take over mountain smell, scatter the white clouds with shouts, and break up empty space straight away, with one device, one object, he cuts off the tongues of everyone on earth, so that there is no way for you to approach. Tell me, since ancient times, who has ever been this way? To test, I cite this, look, piled in mountains, deep in ranges, up against walls, pressed against the barriers. This means a real state of truth is described poetically, piled in mountains, heaped in ranges, up against walls, pressed against the barriers. Anyway, the truth is something omnipresent. So wherever you may be, truth is truth. Truth is one. If you linger in thought, holding back your potential, you will be bitterly cramped. If you linger in thought, holding back your potential, you will be bitterly cramped. When I was from San Francisco, one of the students became a Christian priest, but his wife was a Buddhist, and both of them were interested in seeking for the truth while beyond Christianity or Buddhism. Particularly, his wife was really interested in one between Buddhism and Christianity, because she was a Buddhist and he became a Buddhist Christian minister. You know. So no way to escape anyway. She had to live with him in peace and harmony, practically. So she was very naturally interested in becoming one between Buddhist and the Christianity. I told her, yes, it was a beautiful idea, but I told her it's impossible to become one. It is a beautiful idea, but it's impossible to mix up, because Christianity is Christianity. Buddhism is Buddhism. I went to Newman Center 2 years ago, invited by Father Hunt. He had a seminar titled The Impact of Buddhism and Buddhism Christian. So I thought anyway about Zen. Later, we had a discussion, and some students are very aggressive and very, what would you say, hostile toward, anyway, Buddhism. So later, the Father Hunt says, how can we be a friend with the Buddhism? How can, in other words, how can we approach Buddhism, taking hand in hand, well, anyway, friendly, say, God, what Christianity? You must be Christianity. You have to study thoroughly through and through Christianity. Then you can find any way. You can find a way how to afford Buddhism. But he didn't understand also, students didn't understand, but I didn't explain it at all anymore, more than that. I just explained. What do people think, God, that truth is one? Yes, truth is one. Do you remember the discussion with the Vikramarti? Truth is one. So religion, any kind of religion, Buddhism, Christianity, and Hinduism, all are anyway seeking for the truth. From this point, truth is, must be one. If we say truth is one, well, we have a certain imagination of what something one lies in the ultimate nature of existence, somewhere anyway. Do you understand what I mean? Somewhere, something one truth exists. Coming to Buddhism and Christianity and Hinduism. But at that time it is not true, because it is always something fixed, you believe. So it is what? You say maybe absolute, the absolute. But the absolute, what is the absolute? The absolute is nothing but the idea. Imagine the idea created by your imagination, which seems to exist at the bottom of existence. You think so? So how can I find that the idea of the truth, which seems to be one, common to everything? So very naturally you have to study the Buddhism, and you have to poke ahead for a long, long time, Buddhism and Christianity, I Ching and Hinduism or Sufis, and try to get the one, truth, as a truth. What is the one as a truth? Well, if you really study in that way, you know, to get the truth, find the truth, you say, yes, Sufi is really the same as the Buddhism, because Sufi says such and such stuff. So this is what? This is the sum, common thing to some aspect of Buddhism, that's all. Okay? Well, if you compare, that is nothing but the comparison, Sufi and Buddhism, and trying to find the something common. Buddhism says like this, Christianity says like this, Sufi says like that, and then we say all the same. But I don't think so. Do you understand? I don't think it is the truth as a one. That is the nothing but the common statement you find from the Sufi according to your preconception. That's all. It's not true. It's a difference. Completely Sufi and Buddhism and Christianity are different. They are different, but still they are not completely different. They are one because they are seeking for the truth. So, if it is truth, what is the truth? What is the truth? Truth is not something what seems to exist at the in the bottom of the existence. Okay? Truth is, in Buddhism, remember, truth is, anyway, according to teaching, we say, we use a lot of
difficult term, but the truth is, plainly speaking, truth is nothing but the motion, function, process, work, dynamic work, for what? To sustain, to uphold all sentient beings as what they really are. So, the truth is something dead, sort of a stagnant water? No, truth is something dynamical, something working dynamically. It should be. Not should be, it is. It is. That's why when it works dynamically, it supports, it sustains all beings as they really are, taking them in the possession, in possession of a form. That's why we say Dhamma. Dhamma means that to support, something to support, to sustain. So ultimate nature of existence, whatever you put on, okay? Truth or absolute, what we call Dhamma in here. So Dhamma is what? Dhamma is something what sustains, upholds, maintains constantly. That is a Dhamma. That is the truth. Plainly speaking, we say truth. But usually we believe a truth is something fixed, just like a stagnant water. You can hold, you can grasp. But it's not truth. It's working, so you can't grasp. But it's there. Absolutely, strictly speaking, it's there constantly. How do we know? Through the form of the tree, through the form of human being, because form of human being, form of a tree, so water, are being supported, upheld by what? The Dhamma. So they are not two, they are one, but not one exactly. If I say one, you combine. Your imagination tries to combine two things, do you understand? But it's not the one. They are two. That's why discussing with the Baker Royce today, someone, a student asked him, it is a truth or not, all religions are one. But he said difference is difference. Exactly, difference is difference. Because truth is not, truth is truth. At that time, when the truth becomes truth as it is, it becomes different. Okay? Remember that. So that's why you cannot say truth is one. You cannot say that. If you say truth is one, it's already fixed. Fixed being, so-called one. But at that time, it's there. Idea. So truth is, truth becomes as what, as it really is, it turns into a difference. So truth is one, but it becomes a difference. The difference becomes two. When the difference becomes two, it's equal. They are equal. They are equal. So called Buddhism, Christianity, we have to shake hands. Live in peace, you know. But we can't mix up. Mix up. Anyway, we have to understand the difference is different. Okay? Christianity is Christianity, Buddhism is Buddhism, Sufi is Sufi. Okay? So we have to understand through and through, and then each difference is turned into the thought, so called one. And that time, we can really shake hands. So, that's why it says, piling the mountains, heaping ranges of up against the walls, pressed against the barriers, if you lean in thought, if you slightly, the idea of the truth run through your consciousness, you already lean in thought, hang on. You are, what would you say, hanging around, hanging around the truth, not getting into the truth, but you are hanging around just like a fox in the wolf, you know, sneaking around the house, try to find some wonderful things inside. But you never find it because it's dangerous there, dangerous situation there. You don't know what happened. So if you remain in thought, holding the back, you're potentially maybe something there, like a cat. You know, I always tell you a cat and park its head into the nook and cranny in the ground, and you know, attempt to satisfy curiosity, what's in it, you know. And then all of a sudden, science comes out and springs and bites, puffing. So you will be bitterly cramped. Anyway, you will be bitterly cramped. Or else, a man may appear and overturn the great ocean, take over mountains, melt. That is really truth. Truth is one. Well, one truth is one is not the idea. The truth is different. Different is truth. The truth is one is a difference is different. You have to understand. Difference is difference through and through. At that time, truth is truth. So at that time, anyway, you have to take care of you as you are. Okay? Who is different from others? Kalagiri is Kalagiri. I can't mix up anyway with all of you. Even though you can find somebody who seems resembles me, but in Japan we say that there are three persons who really look like a same. If you are, well, you can see that somebody who appears to be three persons, as your friend, as your parent, as your somebody you have before. And then all of a sudden, when you walk on the street, you can see somebody, oh, he seems to be a friend of mine there. See? So at least three people in the world who resemble. Anyway, so you have to learn, you have to study who you are. Anyway. So that is, anyway, a man may appear and overturn the great ocean, take over the mountain, smell me. Well, don't be disappointed by small details, small details. Okay? Do you understand what I mean? You are always disappointed by making a mistake, a little thing about it. And then you are disappointed. You can't do anything at all. Anyway, we must be, we are very, human is the weak, that's why we must be strong anyway, in our daily life. So, that means, anyway, a man may appear and overturn the great ocean. You have to be strong, so strong that you could overturn the great ocean, okay? she calls the man smell. That is really great strong energy. Scatters of white clouds with shouts and the break of empty space means but don't take too much pride. Proud in you as a good boy. Okay? Don't leave something in stinking. Even though you are a good boy, you don't leave any trace of being stinking. So, anyway, you have to scatter the white clouds with shouts and break up empty spaces. Just live, just take care of your life day by day. Well, under all circumstances, mistaken or not mistaken, anyway. Under good circumstances and bad circumstances, anyway, we have to live constantly. And the straight away, with one device, one object, to be cast off the time of everyone on earth. So that there is no way for you to approach. That means that with one device, one object, straight away. You know, in the koan, this is a very famous koan, which is very often make you confused. Because, you know, the cat, killing the cat. Koan is a nonsense. Kill the cat. Cut the cat's head. In order to test, his monks, to see how much they understand the Buddha's teaching. So he picked up the cat and saying, if you say something about this cat, whether it has a Buddha nature or not, if you say so, I don't kill. But if you don't say, I cut the neck of the cat. So no one didn't say anything. So immediately nothing. Well, kill. So in the Dream Monkey, comment to this, the story. It's a very interesting point. You can read chapter 1, number 6. You can read when you come back tonight. It's a very interesting commentary. He said, if I were nonsense, then master, if you want to kill, since you want to kill, I let you kill the cat. But teacher knows pretty well how to cut the cat in two pieces, but doesn't know one cat with one claw. Then his disciple asked, what do you mean? To cut the cat, one cat with one straw. Dogen then says, this is a cat as it is. You understand? And then he said later, if I were nothing, I would let the cat go away. How wonderful it is. That is a cutting and killing the one cat with one straw. What do you mean? Well, you can cut me anyway in two pieces. It's pretty easy. You know, the kagi, you already cut in two pieces. If you linger inside, even slightly, you cut me in two pieces. Don't you think so? You always cut me in two pieces. Gotta be, oh, he's a good boy. Oh, no, not good boy. Oh, not bad boy, or neutral on that, neutral. Well, you can always cut in the pieces, in two pieces, more than two pieces, don't you? So, but no matter how long you cut the karakiri in pieces, conscious pieces, finally you cannot say anything about that. What's the conclusion? What's the conclusion of explanation who karakiri is? Nothing to say. So finally, all you have to do is to let me go. See that? Karate, look at me. I say, go to see him anyway. We see, you should see him. You should talk with him. You understand? That is really cut. Karate with one stroke. At that time, nothing to say. No one can applaud. So, that's why he says, anyway, wait, says, that is a straight away. Anyway, straight away. If you look at you, who you are, straight away, you'll find nothing to say. No one can applaud to you. No one can applaud to kill you or to help your death. No way. No one can help you. No one kills you. You are you. And then, it says, tell me since the ancient times who has ever been this way? Who has ever been living in this way? Who? So, it says, let's test. I said this. Look, that is a case. Our case, Lunya asked the three ways, what is the meaning of the patriarchs coming from the West? In the before our case 17, unless the same question was asked by monk Xin'an Lin, a monk asked Xin'an Lin, what is the meaning of patriarchs coming from the West? Xin'an Lin said, sitting for a long time becomes toilsome. Anyway, Bodhidharma went to China. He sat in chicken cattle for 9 years facing the war. So, Bodhidharma, you have been sitting for 9 years. You have been working hard, haven't you? That is the meaning of the reason why Bodhidharma went to China to teach Buddhism. Because to teach Buddhism is to teach what life is, what truth is. So I told you at that time, one of the scholars asked me, how much successful have I been? How much have I been successful in teaching the Buddhism to the American people? I don't know. I don't really know. I don't really know how much. Because still up and down, since I came to the United States, Buddhism has been developing pretty much, but I don't know how much I have been successful in the teaching Buddhism, because there is no measurement. So if I measure how much I have been successful in teaching Buddhism, my life is always up and down, because disappointed and encouragement, disappointed, always up and down. So all I have to do is stop measuring. Teach. You see, so? Just like your school, you know. If you measure your school, how much you have been successful in finishing school. Of course, you finish the school. But how much you have been successful in studying mathematics or science or psychology? Look at you now. You don't know. You don't know meaning of psychology, meaning of philosophy. Nevertheless, even though you are, anyway, you are PhD, doctor, still you don't know what psychology is. Still, you don't know what the philosophy is. So all you have to do is still you have to continue studying psychology, philosophy, and etc. So that is in the 17th case, says Lin, and says you have been sitting for 9 years. It's really work hard, isn't it? Thank you very much. Anyway, for 9 years you have been sitting in the Zen to teach you what the significance of human life. But here, Lunya asked Three Wei what is the meaning of the patriarchs coming from West. Wei said, "Pass me the meditation break." The meditation break means in Zen monastery sometimes. We don't use so much, but usually in the ancient time they used so much. This is not originally it was meditation break. I cut this. Here's a little. The little wider is better than this. But anyway, I made in my monastery, and the top is a little bit curled like this, putting the chin like this. And here is a hole, that is a string, a belt, here. And they hold a little bit, hold like this, and the stick. when you're tired, then the chin, in solo Zen we don't let the monks to sit after bedtime. Everyone should be in the bed. But sometimes we sneak it out just by ourselves and all night. But actually it's a gift. Against the law. But it means I encourage us to do that. But in Soto Zen, it was complete against. But that's what we want to think of. going zigzag among the law, anyway. So we set such all night and putting this one, and if I sleep, and just sitting asleep. Sitting like that. That is a meditation break. Here, this is not meditation break, it's we say nyoi. Nyoi means satsang. It reaches you wherever you may be. That is a satsang. Reaching you wherever you may be. You understand? Symbol of the truth. Symbol of the truth. That is the practice. Freedom. Okay? The way said, the pass me the meditation breath. Maybe he used meditation breath in his daily life. So please pass me. And then Ya gave the meditation brace to Wei. Wei took it and hit him immediately. Ya said, "Since you hit me,
I let you hit me.
In essence,
though, there is no meaning of the patriot coming from the west. That's nice. Well, hitting means give that person that meditation grace means already give and take. Already juristic was give and take. So please pass it. It's already a little bit, they create a world which linger in the thought, thinking about his and patriarch and the discipleship, how we should guide him. So anyway, but whatever it is, that's okay. But he said, pass me the brace. And then, yes sir, and then he took it and gave it. And then the teacher, Wei, took it and hit him. That means, already we do something in the world of the give and take, and then Wei hit him is a complete nothing to say. Because grace, even the grace, even the trees, birds, cat, killing the cat, how can you understand that this grace or cat has a Buddha nature or not, or has the truth? Well, in other words, how can you know whether this place is based on the truth? Living in the world of the truth, how can you know? Researching, we are always researching the Buddhism, poking our head into this place, and peeling the skin, and analyzing, synthesizing scientifically anyway. And then finally, truth is inside of this brace. You can't find. If so, truth is outside this brace. You cannot either. If so, truth is just nearby this. No. If the truth is complete somewhere. You cannot say anything. So nothing, finally you say, you cannot say anything at all. What is this? How can you know about this as a truth? You cannot say. Well, about you, about the cat, about the dog. Dog has a consciousness? Yes or no? Well, plant has an emotion? Yes or no? Because if you say no, well, you can kill the plant freely, but actually you cannot say so, because if you always, let this plant listen to the wonderful music, the plant grows pretty well. I told you, if you let the cows listen to wonderful music, then you get so much milk. Than before. They say the truth and think of it. And also, plants also has a certain jealousy, a feeling of jealousy. If cut the plant next to the other plant, well, he felt sad and creating a feeling of jealousy or envy. Well, this is, I don't know exactly, but some scientists say. So, how can I ignore? Plant has no emotion, no consciousness. But where is the consciousness? It has? I don't know. So we cannot say plant is Buddha or Buddha nature or not. I cannot say nothing. I cannot say anything at all. So all I have to do is to cut the plant with one stroke, and that means just
take care of plant as it is. Take care of you as you are. Instead of comparing you with others, it's pure. If you compare you with others, you always cut the pieces. Okay? You cut yourself pieces, lots of pieces. Finally, you disappear. You feel disappearing. You know?
So, and then Yah said, since you hit me, I let you hit me. Well, hitting means cutting the pieces, okay? Cutting something in two pieces. Okay? But it doesn't hit the mark. Even though it seems to be good, to cutting the something in two pieces, it's perfect freedom. From freedom from object, it's pleased. Freedom from object is great, but freedom from you, that's pretty hard. Last night I dreamed. I don't remember. When I wake up, I forget. But I really feel, aha, this is a freedom from me. This guy, in the dream, I can't enlighten. But when I wake up, so a little stinky guy. But I really feel, this is a freedom from this guy. I say this guy, you say this guy, pointing to this here. The Japanese always pointing there. No, this guy. See? He always point here. So, that's why he said, since you hit me, I let you hit me. In essence, though, there is no meaning of the patriarchs coming from the West. No meaning. No matter how long you cut yourself in pieces, no meaning. Finally, all you have to do is just exist and make this and do your best to live, keep your mouth shut. You will do your best. Yah also asked Linchi what is the meaning of the patriarchs coming from the West. Linchi said, passing the Christian. Linchi means the Linzai, Zen master. Linzai Zen master also said the same thing, passing the Christian, exactly. So Yah also took the cushion and handed it to Linchi. Linchi took it and hit him again. And Yah said, since you hit me, I let you hit me. If you want to cut me, if you want to cut me in pieces, I let you cut me in pieces. There is no significance of knowing who I am. Why karate exists here? No meaning. Because no matter how long you cut me in pieces and comparing with somebody or comparing with something else, it seems to be a wonderful body. Well, I let you do it that way constantly. But it doesn't make sense for me. So all I have to do is just to exist. When I have to talk, I have to talk. When I have to teach Buddhism, I have to teach Buddhism. Regardless of how much this Zen center has been grown or will grow, well, of course, success is better than nothing, so. So we should, I don't think you should ignore success or failure. Success is, of course, better than failure. But I don't mean, sir, even though you failed to take care of this, then I don't think it's necessary. I don't think. know, to give a point. Can you give it a chance to read? But anyway, you should, we should know about, success and failure. And then, well, what you say? Okay? You should accept both equality, success and failure. You cannot ignore failure, so accept both equality, in same attitude toward them. And then, what to do is better? Of course, everyone knows success is better than failure. So, you said the same thing. Since you hit me, I let you hit me. In essence, though there is no meaning of the patriot coming from west. Last week we had a workshop and inviting Dr. Kawashi, and most of you learned a lot of things from him. I really appreciate him. Well, we should know. We should know many kinds of, many differences. Okay, we should know many differences. But I don't think it is desirable for us to always compare with somebody or something. Cutting something or person, something in pieces again and again. It's fun, but you have to feel bitterly pain, finally. And also it is no sense of the reason why Minnesota Zen Center exists here. No meaning. Don't you think so? No matter how long you compare with this Zen Center, and with the Zen Center in San Francisco. It's fun. We learned something. So it's helpful for us. But it's not exactly proper attitude towards this Zen Center existence. How to take care of? Because this is not Zen Center in San Francisco. This is Zen Center in the Midwest. And also, students are not the students in San Francisco, students in here. They tend to do so. Living in the West. I don't know exactly how to take it off. That's wonderful. That's what we try to find. We try to learn constantly. Not necessary to disappoint. Not necessary to take pride in ourselves too much. Don't compare too much. But we should learn a lot from differences. But I don't think it's desirable for us to compare, disappoint, or taking pride too much in ourselves.
Say when we compare to something else or somebody else, we cut ourselves in pieces as well as that, because we're separating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's both. It's cutting the object and the subject. Is that?
In many ways, we cut always ourselves in two pieces. About you, about yours. All this. That's what we can learn. Who we are, we can know.
By doing that.
By doing that. But it's not. Final goal you have to depend on. Final goal you have to depend on is silence. Nothing to say about you. So you have to cut yourself with one straw.
And you said that we can't combine Christianity and Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mean that at some point, in order to make further progress, we have to leave one and go with the other?
It is possible.
At some point, then, do you mean that at some point we have to leave the one and go with the other to continue our work or our practice?
That is the best way. You mean only devoting to do something one?
Well,
with the other?
We try to combine them. I am Christian, but I enjoy the practice, and it's a great help to me.
Sure.
But I don't know if I could abandon either practice. So then I will have limitations then unless I change.
Yeah. But Zazen, if you're interested in Zazen sitting, okay, this is universal. So in Zazen there is no particular pre-concept, philosophical concept itself, because that is nothing but the practice you do. Okay? So meditation is helpful for everyone, whoever you are. Okay? But if you listen to Buddha's teaching, don't you a little bit confused yourself?
I have always been confused.
I think so. So you already because you have already preconception of a Christian sense, okay? Christian terminology, etc., and also your customs and what you have accumulated. So it's pretty hard. You can mix up, but unconsciously you mix up anyway. So it's pretty hard. But so that's why I told somebody of who are interested in practicing meditation or getting one step into the Buddhism, I think you should empty. It's pretty hard, but anyway, try to empty yourself, okay? Try to empty yourself to learn what some concept about Buddhism. What does it mean, one by one? Okay? That's pretty helpful for you. Okay? I don't think, if you try to compare with a Christian term, it makes you confused. It's very hard. But anyway, Buddhism is Buddhism because even Buddhistic term has its own characteristic. And in some reason, there are certain concepts exist in certain reason. So you cannot mix up with Christian term. So Christian term, also Christian term, we have to carefully understand.
I guess my question is, if I am gone, can I choose to come back?
If you are gone?
Yes.
If you are gone, what?
If through practice there is no me anymore, can I come back and be me?
Oh, sure, you always, where are you going? Where are you heading for from you? You cannot go anywhere from you. Okay? So you have to learn yourself, and next stage, you have to be free from yourself, and the final goal is, you must come back to you. Okay, to you. That is the Buddhistic way. You have to learn human beings, and next, you have to be free from human being. That is a pretty hard practice anyway. And then finally, you have to come back human being again. That is a process. So you can come back. Okay?
Thank you.
If we cut things in pieces with our thoughts and talking, why don't we just go around being silent? Why do we talk? Why do we talk and have words and thoughts? Why don't we just be silent?
Yeah, just the silence will be better if we could. I wish I could be silent always, but it's impossible. Because we don't know actually what the silence is. in order to learn what the silence is, we have to learn, anyway, silence of the word by using the understanding the word. And then words themselves have silence of its own. So very naturally, you can learn silence.